now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, we're in political season right now, and this week's episode of Swiss Up, but what are the big political matters of the moment that elected MPs would have to deal with during the next legislative period? In this week's Swiss Up, we're going to take a look at some of them, starting with an evergreen of Swiss politics, an issue which will not go away ever, I think, which is the relationship of Switzerland with the EU. So what are we looking at here?
Yeah. An issue indeed that won't go away anytime soon. Remember, the Swiss government ended the negotiations of a framework treaty with the EU in 2021. And since then, it's been a mess, really. Switzerland was excluded from the EU research program Horizon Europe and the student exchange program Erasmus. There is no more automatic mutual recognition of medical material, which is very bad for the Swiss pharmaceutical and health tech sector. And negotiations of an electricity deal have been stalled. The bilateral agreements between Switzerland and the EU, are quite literally crumbling and coming apart.
Right. So what has to happen here then?
Well, the problem is that the different political parties can't agree on how to move forward with the EU. Most seem to agree, though, that the status quo is not an option either. So the parliament will have to get its act together before the Swiss-EU relationship gets even worse. Step one will be putting pressure on the government to start negotiations again. But no one really knows what this could look like specifically.
Right. I think many countries, like Britain as well, trying to realise that the EU can't live with them, can't live without them.
Exactly.
It's a problem,
That's
isn't it?
That's the Swiss case also.
Yes. Right. OK. Also, which is another political perennial, I know, the cost of healthcare in Switzerland.
Yes, the Swiss healthcare system, is one of the most expensive in the world, and costs just won't stop growing. The yearly press conference, during which an increase of the healthcare insurance premiums are announced, has almost become a Swiss tradition of sorts. MPs already tortured themselves to find a solution to the problem in the previous legislative period without any success. Too many interest groups involved seem to make meaningful reform nearly impossible.
Okay, but there are two popular initiatives that may actually change the dynamic here. So what are we looking at?
Yes, the socialists launched an initiative that wants to limit healthcare premiums to 10% of a household income, and the Center Party launched one that would simply introduce a cost break to the system. These initiatives might spark some new ideas, as the parliament will likely try to come up with counter projects to the two proposals, and that just might bring a little bit of a new dynamic into this field.
Okay, now there is a third big issue as well, a looming financial deficit.
Yes, the finance minister Karin Keller-Sutter warned that the parliament has been a little too happy to spend money in the past couple of years. The welcoming of 65,000 refugees from Ukraine, COVID loans, financial support to the energy sector, and additional funds for the army, among others, have taken a toll on the federal budget. The new parliament will likely have to correct that and cut down on some of the programs to bring the numbers back into
back in line, right? I mean, that's those issues which is affecting most countries. I mean, COVID and Ukraine.
Yeah,
you know, so it's not a problem unique to Switzerland, that particular issue, really, is it? Let's face it.
No, it isn't.
No, right. Also, the energy supply is going to be a political hot potato coming up.
Yes, back in June of this year, voters in Switzerland have accepted the climate law, which aims to bring Swiss carbon emissions to zero by the year 2050. To achieve that goal, Switzerland needs to massively increase electricity production from renewable sources, and the new parliament will have to create the framework laws that will allow solar and wind power to go big and do so fast to avoid any energy shortages in the future.
I you know, I can see how that's going to go. I can see federally they're going to say, yes, we need wind farms, yes, and solar panels, yes. And then when the people go, I say, well, put them in that field over there. Then all the people living around it are going to go, no, not there.
Not there.
No, anyway,
put
but there.
Somewhere else.
That's going to happen. That's going to happen, isn't it? Anyway, although, of course, that whole issue about renewables does open the traditional can of worms in that way. Nuclear power. What are we looking at here?
Yeah, might make a little bit of a comeback, although nothing is decided yet there. Especially members of the Swiss People's Party have expressed that Switzerland should consider running its current nuclear power plants for longer than currently planned, or even build new nuclear power plants to avoid any future energy shortages. A popular initiative for a revival of nuclear energy is even in the making, but really in the making, it's as for now, as far as I know, just in the heads of some people on the far right. But that's definitely a topic that that will make a new appearance in the Swiss political arena. Other hot topics of the next legislative period will include debates about Swiss neutrality in the face of the ongoing war in Ukraine, the arrival of refugees that is expected to pick up in the coming months, and the question of how to host them in Switzerland, and reforms of the pension system.
Yeah, the pension system, that's another one of those issues that keeps coming
another
up.
Another biggie. maybe a separate episode.
Yes.
But pension system reform is always a little complicated and sometimes a little dry.
Right, but it's one of those things that's always there, because we're in an ageing population, of course, a major strain on the pension system. Also, just going back to the idea of Swiss neutrality, of course, there was a lot of debate issues around the reselling of Swiss arms. This is actually going to be one of the top topics, isn't it? Because Switzerland, under the rules at the moment, can sell weaponry to an ally, but the ally is not allowed to resell that to someone else.
Exactly.
So this is actually the big topic, really, isn't it? And something that maybe we could see some movement on, perhaps.
Yes, I think it depends a lot also on what will happen in the war, how this will continue, and how other countries around Switzerland will continue to support or not, more or less, Ukraine. And therefore, that will also create more or less pressure on Switzerland to allow these reselling of weapons, Swiss weapons.
And of course, these are the topics as well that will be top of people's minds when they do go to the polls in October. And of course, the makeup of the new parliament after those elections will determine how many of these things will work or go move forward. All right then, Dario, we shall leave it there for now. Thanks very much. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, which of course is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.